Let's talk for a moment about medications that are used to treat mild disease, and then maybe some more medications or approaches for therapy for more aggressive disease. And there's a risk-benefit balance between all of those sorts of therapy. Let's talk about one of the most common early forms of therapy. It's called hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil. That's a drug that many rheumatologists use in the early therapy for lupus. Let's start there.
Hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil is what we typically think of as an immunomodulatory drug. It works slowly at the molecular level to bring about changes in the immune system that help to treat the symptoms and then prevent complications of the disease. As you mentioned, it is very commonly used. It is a drug that's taken by mouth anywhere from once to twice a day, and it is typically well tolerated. But patients who are prescribed Plaquenil and are on therapy with Plaquenil are required to have their vision checked on a regular basis because the risk of toxicity from this medication can increase over time when patients are on this therapy.
But then there are a variety of other kinds of medications that are also used, from glucocorticoids or steroids to other kinds of immunosuppressive drugs. How do you figure out that balance between a drug that's causing having a benefit versus a drug that may be too risky?
Because these are potent therapies with side effects, our goal is always to use the least amount of medication possible to achieve the desired benefit. But sometimes the inflammation is so active that in order to get it under control, we have to use these potent therapies. You ask, how do we balance the risk and benefits? Well, one, when we're using these therapies, we have to closely monitor patients with regular visits to our clinic, as well as laboratory data and obtaining that on a regular basis, so that we're checking blood counts, liver and kidney function, to make sure that we are identifying any toxicity if it occurs and preventing any from occurring.
What can a patient do, or the patient's family do, to decrease or mitigate some of the risks? And the risks are infection. Of when you start suppressing the immune system, your chances of having even garden variety kinds of infections, not alone more serious ones, goes up. What can the patient do, and what can the family do to help here?
We know that patients with autoimmune diseases in general, and lupus in particular, are at increased risk of infection. I recommend talking to your doctor to make sure that you're up to date on any immunizations that are appropriate for you before beginning immunosuppressive therapy.
Pneumonia shots, Pneumovax, in other words, influenza vaccines.
Shingles vaccine,
all of those. As a matter of fact, you have to take the current shingles vaccine, which is a live vaccine, before you start immunosuppressive therapy.
Absolutely. A lot of these vaccines need to be administered before starting immunosuppressive therapy, but then other vaccines, such as the influenza vaccine and the pneumonia vaccine, can be administered even when you are on immunosuppressive therapy. So that's important to remember.
And wash your hands and wash your hands, and have everybody in the family wash their hands over and over and over again.
Right. And when you're on immunosuppressive therapy, I think taking things a little bit more seriously than you would have otherwise, or being a little bit more vigilant of your symptoms and communicating them to your doctor, is important. So if you don't feel good, it's important to let your doctor know.
It's also important, I guess, for the family to realize that if a person is coming into the house, or if one's out and about and the family member sees that another person walking around has a hacking cough or clearly is infected, it's good to steer the patient away from that potential source of a bug. And it's good for people to be able to say some distance is really a good idea.
Yes, I think family members and caregivers are partners in this. So to be vigilant, using all the things that you mentioned is important.